This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The attack on Representative Steve Scalise has turned him from fighting abortion in Congress to fighting internal bleeding and damaged bones and organs. He will have further surgery, and prayers are requested. President Trump paid him a visit Wednesday. The link between abortion and breast cancer is denied primarily by using studies that have not been peer-reviewed. This bias ignores simple science and credible studies showing a definitive link, which is hard to miss. Dr. Michael New of Ave Maria University says journalists and physicians could start by examining the hormone changes associated with abortion and simply answering how those changes could avoid breast cancer. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. In other headlines, some U.S. church denominations are trying to protect Planned Parenthood funding after Worldwide Methodists last year voted to oppose abortion. U.S. Methodists want Planned Parenthood funded. Southern Baptists meeting in Phoenix this week are touting their opposition to abortion and their educational efforts for families and seminarians. And a petition to grant a late-term abortion for a victim of rape has been denied in India. Doctors there agree that late-term abortion is both fatal for a fully formed baby and bad for the mother. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.